Blog Talk Radio.
We all have a choice. We can either be sheep or shepherds.
It's going down tonight, son. It's really going down. Mix City Shogun Rhyme Scheme DJ Band. It's amazing. On the Rise Radio.
Talk some shit, then call me and start some shit, bitch. Phone lines are open for your bitch ass motherfuckers. You think you can talk some shit? Well, let me tell you, you non-shit talkers, Rhyme Scheme and Armageddon are the only ones that talk the real shit. You want to settle that shit? Then call me, motherfucker, and talk some shit. We have the hardest niggas standing by the phones ready to talk some shit. We have Asian shit talkers. We have white shit talkers. We have mafia shit talkers. We have Jewish shit talkers. We have dog nigga shit talkers. So call now if you want to talk some shit, bitch. Phone lines are open. Call and start some shit, bitch. Just down, nigga. I'll fuck you up.
$4.99.
Love.
the things I did for you. You think somebody's down for you and they don't give a fuck about you?
Dark mechanics of cognizance, ominence. I am the spark that gave you your confidence. Acknowledge this. Why would I play you? I fucking made you. You the traitor. And betrayal's the recipe that you tailored. Paraded you in front of my people. Look how you pay up. It's safer if I don't ever see you. You need to lay up. I hate you and I hope every evil deed that you play off as an accident. Crashing your glass, flashing your face off. I'm bitter, yeah, your shit gets in me. Hit every trigger there. Killer stare, disgusted. Ducking behind the window glare. Catch you while you fucking busting. Swinging the western beat. The nature out your essence, eat your face with my weapon. You told me I should get right with God. Ain't that a hypocrite, the dirty motherfucker you are. And I wish I never cared, cause I wouldn't have to bear this broke heart. But I'ma let that karma get you.
You the envious motherfucker, backstabbing cocksucker, disrespectful fraudulent.
So I'm writing this shit while I'm holding on to some listening. Whether convalescent or adolescent, receive my blessings. Many came and tried and died for this succession. Nigga, pee my secretion. Blood streaming is rising. My temperature's elevating. Containers in they disguise. I'm a rapping nigga, trapping nigga. So I rap for real. I'm a lyricist manifest when I'm packing the steel. That's not my verse. When I transcend these lyrics out of my mind and give it to the world, cause I can see right through the sign. Yeah. And I made it out of a distant past. I made it through hell, nigga. And made it while counting cash. And made it right through the streets. And made it while packing heat. And made it without these haters. And claim they fucking made me.
You
what I'm
the
made.
Envious motherfucker, backstabbing cocksucker, disrespectful fraudulent. This nigga, you got me pinned. Your life is the relevant.
What up, Ryan?
Rolling that crush push with them orange hairs like Heratop. We are not equal, not the same like Equinox. Banging out the speaker box, hoping that we gon' stop. But I never let them forget it. They saying I made you, trying to take my mama credit. No Bruce Willis, but came with the Armageddon. I'm way too embedded, stubborn and hard-headed. My whole fucking life I've been dealing with this insanity. Writing these flows help me escape from reality. Never thought this would lead to betrayal and jealousy. Coming from my family, this shit felt damaging. Fuck it though, I'm the brand to brand soft three. When you're doing shows and connected with rhymes, you can clap when you find me. Blowing vapor to the haters. When I grab the mic, it's a crime scene. Yellow paper.
You the envious motherfucker, backstabbing cocksucker, disrespectful, fraudulent. Bitch nigga, you got me pissed.
Your vehicle maintenance, you want the best. That's why Fantastic Auto Repair is best and committed to provide our customers and you with honest and quality service and fantastic prices. In state-of-the-art automotive service and brakes, AC service, tune-up, oil changes, tires, and much more. For appointments, call 562-316-5321. Right now, get oil changes for $12.88 on most cars and brake specials as low as $89.99. So call Fantastic Auto Repair at 562-316-5321. 3, 2, 1. Some restrictions apply. So call the Fantastic Guys at Fantastic Auto Repair, located at 21804 Bellshire Avenue in Hawaiian Gardens, California, at 562-316-5321. That's 562-316-5321. Fantastic Auto Repair, the guys you want to call.
Discover a new sense of harmony and unspoiled beauty as your journey into a serene oasis at Mi Casa Day Spa gives you nurturing therapy. We provide relaxation massages, deep tissue, and slim body wraps that rejuvenates your skin and body. A personal specialist will help you create an unforgettable experience. For appointments, Call 562-587-8233. That's 562-587-8233.
These days, a woman's gotta look right, just right. You know, right clothes, right hair, and definitely right smile. I mean, if her teeth aren't nice and shiny white, well, you won't see my lips kissing hers. Like the first time I went shopping with Julie, and she bought Pepsi, I knew right then I'd definitely be kissing her lips real soon. Hey, she asked me, with Pepsodent teeth whitener, for mouth that say, kiss.
What up?
Before you start hating, ask yourself.
Girl, he is doing too much.
A.K.A. Riley Escobar.
Girl, he got money.
I'm claustrophobic.
Wish you would.
Because I'll be the streets, you know?
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up? On the Rise Radio, it's your boy Rhyme Scheme with Shogun with a special show tonight. We talking about the realism in the industry, entertainment industry. You know, the likes and dislikes, the bullshit, the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all know what it is, baby. What up, Shogun? All right. Well, I think Shogun is not in the house right now. But what we're going to do is...
Oh, I'm back.
Oh, okay. I ain't know where the hell was that Shogun. She was talking like a ventriloquist in that bitch.
I had a kind of disconnection.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but the bullshit is red.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like... I'm tired of so much bullshit, it ain't even funny, man. Like,
Because
how people handle business is reflective, is a reflection of their moral character. How people operate, how people present themselves is a reflection of who they are as a person. I mean, I can analyze certain things about a person and tell you how the rest of their life is all around, just by how they conduct themselves in a certain way.
Well, you know,
and
that's
just
entertainment business.
Yeah, definitely.
Bunch of fakers.
Yeah, definitely. And it's an entertainment business where it be people acting like they're rich, but they're not rich. You know, and it's all a game, man. It's all really a game that, you know, I'm really getting tired of.
Well, what is that you always say? It's a facade?
Yeah, so y'all know what it is, baby. Huh?
Are you hearing me?
I hear you. I definitely hear you. I got my phone's beeping. Everything's beeping. You know what I'm saying? So I hear you, but I mean, it may have beeped in my ear and I can't hear you.
I'm saying that the entertainment's like a big ass facade.
It's shit real. Yeah. Yeah, ain't shit real. Yeah, definitely. So, man, go ahead and get some more music going on right now, man. And then we'll come back and get into this topic about the entertainment industry. You know what I'm saying? On the Rise Radio, 516-387-1296. Call us up on the Rise, baby, WBKU Media app. Let's go.
All right, let's go.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Not again. Yeah, I learned the game from William Wesley, you can never check me. Back to back for the niggas that didn't get the message. Back to back like I'm on the cover of Lethal Weapon. Back to back like I'm Jordan 96, 97, whoa. Very important and very pretentious. When I look back, I might be mad that I gave this attention. Yeah, but it's weighing heavy on my conscience. Yeah, and fuck you left the boy no options. I wanna see my niggas go insane. You gon' make me step out of my fucking frame. You gon' make me buy bottles for Charlemagne. You gon' make me go out of my fucking way. I waited 4 days, nigga, where y'all at? I drove here in a Wraith playing ARF. I'm not sure what it was that really made y'all mad, but I guess this is what I gotta do to make y'all rap. I mean, ooh, can't fool the city, man, they know what's up. Second floor, Tootsie's getting shoulder rubs. This for y'all to think that I don't write enough. They just mad cause I got the Midas touch. You love her, then you gotta get a world tour. Is that a world tour or your girl's tour? I know that you gotta be a thug for her. This ain't what she meant when she told you to open up more. Yeah, trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers. Yeah, you getting body by a singing nigga. I'm not the type of nigga that a type of niggas. And shout to all my boss, bitches, wife, and niggas. Make sure you hit them with the prenup. Then tell that man to ease up. I did another one. You still ain't did shit about the other one. Got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah, going back to back. I got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah, I'm going back to back. I don't wanna hear about this ever again. Not even when she tell him that they better as friends. Not even when you're saying Drizzy, tell him again. I've been putting on the show, it was a sellout event. Oh, Junie better see it. I didn't wanna do it, gave me every reason. The point I'm trying to make is I don't ever need him. Seen what you do for fame or what you do for freedom. Please, check him for a while or an earpiece. Please, please do not let these niggas nail me. Please, think before you come for the great one. Please, who's a real nigga and who ain't one? Please, somebody stop me. I'm talking Bossy and Guanajuato. I got the fence in 5 days and it's my shit. Soon as a nigga hit the stage, they gon' ask if I can play the shit back to back. Yeah, they want it back to back. They gon' ask if I can play the shit back to back. I took a break from views, now it's back to that nigga.
Got a handful of strange fruit. Dead from the damn roof. Got a handful of strange fruit. Now these motherfuckers got tapes to feel skating. Back on the block and they still hating. Back of the drops like a plantation. Hotter than the summer, got me impatient. No jobs, got my men pacing. Mama praying to make it home before the Lord takes it. Or the law takes it. Nervous, all I'm taking out is puppy watching the late news, clutching the aprons. More memories than live bodies. Is it more armed robberies than you and I in colleges? Acknowledge the lost consciousness. The MacBook, Apple White, already been swallowed. I am Patrice. I am the East, outside of Darwin's beach. I rose from the feet of the rise with open eyes. Does the rose ever die? What if God is alive? Just told to you and I, so we don't wake up and rise. What if the fly gives nothing but more chains and ropes? They call us dopes, we call it dope. Having no money is broke, really, really none is dead broke. So we dead broke, trying to focus on the good as a shorty. But there was way more stress than fresh parties to go to. Way more trials and good times to go through. Way more schools with old books and bad rules. A handful of strange fruit with a strange union. Too many colors in the union. So they broke up the damn union. They made you booming on Wall Street in the boardroom. We on the stock exchange, me and you. Who you think doing the work to make the tickers move? A color in the number, that's a sign to you. New ID on my COB, somehow my fingerprints won't do. Already defining me in the damn moon. A line's in the room, you dying to be living proof. When the news tied up, who coming to get it loose? When the enemy running up, with a hand up or lose? Just ransom up for me and you. I was told these things before we waited. When I was just a young lad.
I'd like to take your mind back to the third chapter in the book of Acts.
Yeah.
Two men were walking alone one day. Came to a gate where a lame man lay. The man looked at Pete and John.
Progression. Yo, to pique your interest, I purge on the beat. Speaking my sentiments, my words will be perfectly working, weaving each instrument hyperbole. Nah, not me. My speech be christened in these verses like a ceremony. The peep my instruments, a king I am, a key I am. My brothers keep a dropping, swinging gems, singing hymns. Kinetic Jesus died for all your sins, but see you trouble seeking reasons. Shuffling through the seasons, trying to unpuzzle the pieces. It's a bug's life. Poetic, ain't it? Niggas lost plight, chucked the dice and graduated from out the thug life. Glad I made it. I fuck the world as hard as I get smashed and ate it. The masturbated on the carpet. I'm a dirty scoundrel. Lost 30 pounds on the ground. Doing supersets. Rebuke your puny threats with a smile. Feel my ambition. Radiate through each sentence. That's my essence. I focus that to fuel my successes. It's called progression.
Progression.
I'm trying to get mine any means, like Malcolm X put me to test. Up in this rugged terrain, these streets will drive you insane. Struggle, try to maintain. I see the eyes of the devil, I keep my eyes on the prize. When you're moving through this life, cause you gotta stay wise, it's my progression. I'm trying to make it to the top, constantly elevating, cause the struggle never stops. The spiritual, lyrical, critical, individual, living times that is chemical. Using rap as my vehicle, high survivors, a miracle. Steady reaching my pinnacle, rhyme schemes and metaphors, cause it gotta be lyrical. Using rap is my direction, but I'm still in the streets like an intersection. With made men, with made ways, 100 ways to get paid and maintain. Yeah, cause the struggle is real. Chasing 100 mil with a house that's on a hill, that be my ambition. Radiate through each sentence, that's my essence. I focus that to fuel my success. It's called progression.
Progression.
Hit the temple and them scribes don't lie. My pen is elemental and the wise don't why. I see you sinking in this world that keeps me knee deep in these scriptures. Your Pharisees mighty loud, but your accents don't scratch the wrist. I can't move with them shackles, so release the dead weight in them chains of a mental slave and continue to elevate. I'm only 66 books before my walk to emulate. You still stuck on lost souls, I'm letting die. Fill in the blank, tanks full, and I know you notice the verses are fully loaded. My season is never over, your season is now in order. You will never be the reason I ever stop believing. I silly all digression, I keep my focus and shall I lift my peoples like I'm supposed to do, and keep it moving like I'm supposed to do. Y'all don't hear me though. I keep on moving like I'm supposed to do, and keep y'all lifted like I'm supposed to do. Run it with me now.
Progression, progression.
I couldn't stop laughing. I mean, me, win the lottery, I couldn't believe it. I mean, at first, I figured it was my wife or even a couple of friends playing a joke on me. But when they gave me the money, well, then I knew it was for real. I've been playing those same numbers for about 2 years. Wow, it really can pay off. The California Lottery, somebody's got to win.
Are you tired of taking your car to an auto shop only to deal with this?
Sir, what did you do to my car? All I wanted was an oil change.
Well, your Cadillac converter needs to be replaced, so we did an engine overhaul, and we decided to replace all four of your tires.
What?
And we do charge by the hour.
Here at Fantastic, we believe that customers come first, and that means doing the job right the first time with unbeatable low prices. With the state-of-the-art automotive services in brakes, ACs, tune-ups, oil changes, tires, and more. Get an oil change starting at just $12.88 on most cars, and brake specials as low as $89.99. Contact Fantastic Auto Repair at 562-316-5321. That's 562-316-5321. They're located at 21804 Bellshire Avenue in Hawaiian Gardens, California. Come on down to Fantastic Auto Repair, where integrity is our middle name.
Found some money in your center console right there?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
Discover a new sense of harmony and unspoiled beauty as your journey into a serene oasis at Mi Casa Day Spa gives you nurturing therapy. We provide relaxation massages, deep tissue, and slim body wraps that rejuvenates your skin and body. A personal specialist will help you create an unforgettable experience. For appointments, call 562-587-8233. That's 562-587-8233.
Talking to me?
Wax on, wax off.
Attitude is the way you mentally look at the world around you.
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We keep it real on America's Youth.
We keep it real on America's Youth. Alrighty. We back.
I ain't trying to keep it real on shit. Well, I'm trying to keep it real on the entertainment industry. You know what I'm saying? Because this is what it is, man.
All right.
I'm going to go flat out and say it. Like, when a person's a part of some situation, I expect them to go hard in a situation that they're in. For example, if I'm a part of something, I got to at least put some effort into it. I don't care if I'm pumping gas. You don't catch my ass out there pumping gas and trying to make sure that gas get pumped. You know, if I'm
right.
shoveling shit, I'm going to shovel the shit. My thing is,
the
in
shit.
The entertainment
yeah.
industry,
yeah.
everybody wants to be famous, but they don't want to do the work or do any type of work or do anything to make themselves famous. They just want the fame. They want to morph
right.
into a famous person overnight, which gets on my mother effing nerves.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. You know, it's just like you said. Some of this stuff, we've actually been face-to-face with it. Some of this stuff, these people that look like they have money that's on TV ain't got a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out.
Or a ground to catch it on. Or the ground to fucking catch it on. Or the sewer for it
straight
to
up. Straight up.
That was a little bit extreme, but I had to get it out because I've been practicing that joke for fucking months. So I had to get it
out. Oh, okay.
I was waiting for somebody to say it. It was a perfect opportunity. And then they just said,
Right.
No, I'm just fucking around. Yeah, man.
But
like,
it's
for
true,
example,
you know?
Yeah, for example, we have our On the Rise, On the Rise magazine release party this Wednesday at the Urban Lounge here in Las Vegas. And, you know, we made, like, promo flyers. Shout out to all the people out there promote their promo flyers and everything like that, promoting themselves. Because it's not promoting me, per se, or promoting our company, per se. It's promoting them. There's a picture
right.
of them in particular on there promoting them. So that helps them expand their brand, showing that they're part of a magazine company. They're part of this. They're part of that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when someone gets, you know, promo flyers and things like that, I just expect people to promote them. You
right.
know, promote, and,
right.
I mean, and it's, you can promote them on your face, your Instagram, Facebook, or whatever like that. But my thing is, like, if you're in something and someone gives you something to promote, just promote it. That's how I look at
promote
it.
Promote it. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You know,
but I have an issue when people don't promote. Or they don't even, I mean, it ain't even me per se. If it's anything, like if it's something that you're representing yourself or something you're doing yourself,
right,
then I expect you to promote it.
Well, let me ask you this. Why do you think people, that like, say, for instance, they'll say, hey, why didn't I get a promo flyer? Why ain't I get this? Why ain't I get this? So you look at, okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, he's pressuring me so hard, maybe they're going to pressure themselves to promote it. But then when you get it done, it's not promoted. Why is that?
Yeah, you're
do you
right.
Do you have an answer? Why is that? Why do people do it?
I don't know why people do nothing anymore, man. I think either I'm getting old, I'm losing my mind. I have no explanation for a lot of shit I see in this world. I mean, it ain't just the entertainment industry. Just silly shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Definitely my condolences to people that suffered the tragedy out here in Las Vegas. But I don't understand.
Right.
I have no answers for that. And, like, what the media does, they go 100% 100 miles per hour for like 2 days, and then they shoot mm-hmm. under the rug like nothing ever happened. They go back to their regular bullshit, and they go to their, go back
right.
to their regular, oh, there's a puppy, and there's a meteor
right.
storm, and all this stuff like that. And it's like, dude, do you realize that in United States of America, a motherfucker can just come and just shoot a weapon at innocent people that ain't do nothing at all?
Right.
I mean, there's people
right.
running around here just like, murdering people, robbing people, raping kids, and them motherfuckers get
right.
to live. A person goes to a damn concert just to enjoy themselves, get shot because an idiot got a fucking problem. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's the thing I don't understand with these people in this world. Like, how in the hell are you going to shoot random people for the hell of it because you got a problem? What do they got to do with your
yeah.
problem? Nigga, go jack off or something or do something. Nigga, you ain't got to
right.
shoot nobody.
Well, the thing is, if you got that big of a problem, instead of going to take innocent lives, just take your own fucking life. Do that. Do this.
I know.
That right there. Commit suicide. Shit. If you're tired of living, you're tired of the world, you're tired of the way everything is, just take yourself out the game. Don't go fucking pick on some innocent people that has nothing to do with any of your problems in life. And that's what it
well,
is.
That's,
people
that's
have
too much
problems.
Right.
Right. You know,
that's too much light. Right, people can't do shit just right. They gotta do the dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? It's
right.
kind of just this how it is. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? We
you
can't
know,
do what's right because do what's right is
right.
you know it's a good thing to do.
Right, and it makes you get tired of trying to be like, say, me and you. We're doing this magazine. This magazine is not for us. We're in it, but it ain't like, you know, we're spending the time in our. You know, we have children, we have families, you know what I'm saying? And we're doing this for you to advance your career. We already got careers, you know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Like if this magazine did not drop, would nothing in my life stop? You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? The magazine don't drop. Ain't nothing in my life gonna stop. That's just real stuff. That's real stuff. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like niggas making millions of dollars off having these businesses. A lot of times, most businesses are like, they're like, you lose money from the beginning. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if I'm helping somebody else, and my idea is to help somebody out who don't get exposure, because you know we understand how the game works. We understand how this media thing works. People should be happy that someone promotes them. It should be some type of
right.
some fraternity there, some unity there when it comes to people
right.
providing opportunities. Because
right.
at the end of the day, I mean, you can't go to no other companies and have them promote you and your low level stuff. And I'm not saying people
right.
who are in the magazine are low level, but you know,
right.
To the overall masses, it is. Yeah.
Well, look at this way. Well, put it this way. You know. They're not going to promote you, and you ain't invested anything in the promotion.
Amen.
You know? That's what it is. You know, that's the thing
yeah.
about people. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, it's a damn shame that people are like that. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Yeah, man.
Know.
That's what it's. Well, I mean, I'm always bitching about stuff because that's just how I am. I gotta get it out. And what's the use of getting it out without being get it out and air it out in the air? You know what I'm saying? That's the real shit. That's the real.
That's
the real skinny. Yeah, get it out on
that's
the.
That's what
air.
It says.
Get it out.
On
everybody
the,
can hear me.
On the air. On the air.
On
you know
the air.
What I'm saying?
On the rise.
That's right. That's right. Because one thing
you know
about
what I'm
it, saying? whether you rise, we gonna rise.
That's right. We like Mercury. Shit.
Hey,
but yeah, man, y'all
know
what it is, baby. On the Rise Radio. On the Rise Radio. 516-387-1296. Call us up right now. We talking about music. You what? The entertainment industry right now. So definitely call us up. Check us out. On the Rise Radio magazine release party.
Right.
It's Wednesday. Urban Lounge. Let's go.
All right. Well, we got some callers on the line. First thing I'm going to do, I'm going to call your area code and the first three of your phone number. You're going to be on the air. All right. Are you ready for it, Ryan?
Let's go.
All right. We got 909-261. 909-261. You're on the air.
Hey, it's Malibu.
Hey, what's up,
Malibu?
How you guys doing?
What's up?
I love it. Malibu's most wanted all day. God bless you guys.
Yes. We decided
how
to
we doing tonight?
We came on the air for a special show. You know what I'm saying? Our event On the Rise magazine release is actually 2 days away. We came on as an impromptu. And, you know, we want to celebrate this with all everybody that's involved and supporting us. So,
oh, amen. This is a special show tonight.
Oh yeah, and before we
I feel privileged.
I want you to plug everything you got going on, but I want to get into our topic first, and you tell me your thoughts on our topic. So our topic tonight is the entertainment industry. And your thoughts on it, as far as like people promoting and supporting and all that type of stuff in the entertainment industry. What do you think is the issue in that?
My thoughts on the oh my gosh, what a beautiful question! My thoughts on the entertainment industry, it is scandalous. Unfortunately, people are ruthless out there. You know, unfortunately, it really takes finding a good team of good loyal people to get one another out there. You know, and moving because. People just kind of want to do it all on their own. They want all the credit and all the shine on them, and that's not what it's about. Not to me, at least. Not my entertainment company.
That's
right.
It's
about family, you know? Yeah, it's about the Lord. It's about where we can, how many souls we can save and take with us along the way, leading by example. The entertainment industry goes beyond music, though. You know, it goes. I work with all kinds of people regarding entertainment, and if we can reach people with our talents, why not do it for good?
Yeah, I hear you. And well, you know, one thing we were talking about our magazine, On the Rise magazine. This is our first issue. This is going to be a quarterly magazine, and we're doing it because. Provide opportunities for independents or people who are on the rise and trying to get to that stardom.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
Because definitely if we didn't do the magazine, you know, we definitely, our life would still be what we're doing today. But it was something that we came up with. Me being an artist, you know, Shogun being an actor. And we just want to give people opportunities so we understand how the game works.
That is why I am so happy to be a part of this magazine, because it truly is giving others the opportunity to put themselves out there. I love that you guys put this together and are giving people opportunities around the world to be known around the world. And from what I've experienced in the industry is a lot of people want to keep you hidden. If they know you're talented, they don't want to push it because they're scared of something. And what you guys have supplied is beyond that. And you guys are giving a light to so much talent. It's Malibu's Empire is certainly very happy to be a part of this magazine.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. So,
we're all happy.
So what you got going on, Malibu? I heard there's some events coming up. I know you're gonna be here.
I just
be
love
here
you.
On the 11th. You'll be here.
Can
on October 11th. What else you got going on?
Yes, October 11th, Malibu's Empire will be in Vegas at the Urban Lounge, of course, for the magazine launch party. Thank you again. You guys are fabulous. Also, Malibu's Empire will be opening up for Trinidad James at the Pomona Glass House Concert Hall. He's on his Trinidad James and Scotty ACL is on tour right now, their father figure tour. So we are just thrilled to be excited. We have Sorry Not Sorry out of the High Desert, Diggy Dre and B. Kevin Banks also out of the High Desert that's going to be opening up for them on Friday the 13th. I like that date. I know some people are superstitious, but I think it's freaking awesome. I cannot wait.
Yeah, stay away from the black cat. Stay away from the black cat.
I try not to let any of that superstition, you know, take place. There's no room for that, guys. No room.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, drop your social media for us, you know, and, you know, keep it locked.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me on. You can find me as well as the rest of the Empire at Malibu XOXO on Instagram. You can also find me on YouTube at Malibu Sprinkles. Thank you guys so much for everything, and I cannot wait to see you October 11th.
Yes, yes. Malibu in the house. Y'all know what it is, baby. On the ride.
Malibu,
radio,
baby.
That's
God
it.
Bless everybody.
All right. We got another caller. You want to go to that
Bring
caller?
Bring them on. Bring
That's,
them on.
What I'm going to do is the first three is your number, your area code, the first three. They ready? 704-560-740-560. You on the line. What's up?
Hey, yo. This is Tracy Morgan. I'm sitting there with you. Okay, nah, it's like I can't do it right now. Hey, what's up? This is some kind of Jay. How you doing?
This nigga sound like Tracy Morgan for a minute. I'm about to get ready.
Hey, yo. Man, I'm just sitting there with Jay, man. Yeah, we have a couple of beers. Just kill it.
Oh, my God. That's crazy, dog.
We got Barack Obama in here with us, too, man. Barack Obama.
Let's hear Barack Obama. Talk to us.
Hello. I'd like to thank all the American people, American people. Thank you, Jay, Shogun, Rhymesting, for having me on the On the Rise program. I'm no longer the president, but I'm going to start doing motivational speaking. Yes, thank you, American people.
Hey, President Obama, what do you think about Donald Trump in office?
He's trying to run the country like Suge Knight ran Death Row Records back in the 90s.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Barack Obama.
All right, thank you, sir. Thanks, President. I hope to see you again.
Let me get the phone back to Jay. Jay, here's the phone.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Barack.
Hey, we need us a segment, man. A Barack Obama segment.
Hell yeah.
We need a segment of Barack Obama on every show. And come on and tell everybody what the deal is.
Yeah, yeah. Talk about the politics and what's going on with Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying? And where he's messing up at.
Yeah,
man. So, Jay, check this out, man. Our topic today is the entertainment industry and the thoughts of the entertainment industry. Like, you know, because we put on this event, and we got this On the Rise magazine dropping October 11th, Urban Lounge, Las Vegas. And we're just trying to understand people supporting the industry and actually promoting themselves and supporting themselves. Like, we made a lot of promo flyers for people and stuff like that in the industry, you know, for this party. And, you know, shout out to all the people who are promoting this stuff. But there's a lot of people who are not promoting themselves. And it's not really for us. You know what I'm saying? This is for me to provide opportunity, Shogun to provide opportunity to people who are actually trying to break out their brand and become on the rise. So what is your thoughts about how this industry works in that aspect?
If you don't mind, what was the meat of the question? I think I didn't hear that the actual question part.
I digress. Yeah, but the entertainment industry. What do you think the good, the bad, and the ugly of the entertainment industry when it comes to promoting themselves and support the brands and promote them?
Oh yeah, about the entertainment industry. I think so many things to say about it. I think
somebody got some music playing in the background.
Yeah, the music industry as a whole, the entertainment industry as a whole, I think it's the climate has changed, and you know, and people have to change along with it. This is the days of the digital era. People are looking at shows on their phone, on their devices. People don't watch TV no more. They look at Netflix and Hulu and stuff like that, Amazon. A lot of things are like, shoot, there's people that got Instagram pages And when somebody just wants to look at something new, they can just go on Instagram, look at something for a couple of seconds, and they got their fill of entertainment, you know? So it's like you got to – people that want to enter the entertainment industry have to compete with those other platforms and people doing those things, you know?
So, like, as far as people promoting themselves, though, why did they not promote themselves? Like, let's say, for example, you give somebody, I don't know, a flyer, and you're saying they're going to be at this event. Why don't they promote themselves after this flyer that they're getting is all about them? I don't understand that for the life of me, why people don't promote themselves in that aspect, especially when they get something free. All they got to do is click and post.
Yeah, they don't promote themselves because... A lot of these, I think a lot of people that want to be in entertainment, they do it because they don't have the intelligence or skills to do a lot of other things. There's no offense to the people that do have intelligence or skills that's doing things in the entertainment business. You know, shout out to y'all, shout out to myself. We're in the entertainment business. We got the intelligence and skills. But the game is saturated with so many people who don't have any other kind of skills, and they believe that entertainment is their ticket into something else or something better. And they bring that lackadaisicalness, they bring that mediocre way of thinking into the game with them. That's why they don't promote themselves. That's why they don't try to figure out how to better themselves as an artist or as an entertainer. They're just stuck on stupid. You know, they just kind of go, oh, I'm going to be a rapper. Oh, I'm going to be an entertainer. And they don't know what it takes to become that. They don't even try to do things to sharpen their skills. They don't really network properly. They don't even promote themselves properly. And they don't even look at themselves as a business. You know, they don't even look at their brand as a business. They just kind of look at it like, oh yeah, you know, this is the lottery, and I'm gonna put some on SoundCloud, or I'm gonna, you know, tell some jokes on Instagram, and then somebody's gonna like it, and next thing you, bam, I'm a millionaire. But they don't think about all the steps it takes to get to where they need to go, you know.
I don't think a person understands that, you know, you're not gonna be successful with a welfare mentality. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And you can't have a welfare mentality, or you can put it this way, you can't have the glory of wanting to be famous and you got a welfare mentality. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes. You know that you just, and I will say a lot of people in the entertainment industry, especially these underground rappers, they have the, like I said, in addition to the welfare mentality, I have a lottery mentality too. Like, they're just looking at it like, oh, they're looking at their skill like it's some kind of lottery. They're looking at the game like it's some kind of lottery. Like it's some kind of game of chance. And they're not looking at it like it's an actual business, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And, you know, one thing that I learned, and then I don't know, this might bust some people's bubble, is a lot of people who you think are popping and are famous, they're still broke.
Yeah.
Like, niggas have a name, they have popularity. They saw him when he's sitting on the radio all day long. Them niggas ain't got a pot to piss in. They ain't got two nickels to rub together. So, independent artists out there listening, y'all better learn how to turn y'all brand into a business. Because if y'all don't want somebody else to do it for you, you also want them to cash your checks.
Right. And that's just like, some people think that because people in my neighborhood like my music is what's going to make them popular. Like, it's just their neighborhood. My neighborhood supports me, and neighborhood. If you can't get somebody that's not from your neighborhood to represent and to back you, then you ain't really got a fan base.
That's raw. So
yeah, you're right.
You know, and we ask Jay these questions because he deal with artists on a daily basis. He's been dealing with artists for years. Like, I always ask him, you know, how you got the patience to deal with a lot of people and their attitudes when they're such a low level in their career? It's kind of like they're on a preschool level in the entertainment industry, but they're acting like they're in the graduate school level of the entertainment industry. How do you have the patience to actually deal with that type of attitude?
Wait, hold up. Pardon me, Rhymeski, man. Let me hone in, because my attention is being pulled in several different directions. I'm on the phone with you guys, so let me give you guys my attention. I apologize, Rhymeski.
Well, you're dealing with those MC Get Busy or whatever, like that. That's what it is.
No, he sounds like he's moving and stuff.
It's all of that. MC Get Busy and looking around. Let me give you my shit with MC Get Busy over there.
What up?
I should have another segment called MC Get Busy. That's what we should have. Another segment called Barack Obama talking shit about Donald Trump. And we need to have a segment.
Right.
We have an MC Get Busy call in. And his ass is get on the line and tell why he's like the mad rapper.
You want to speak to MC Get Busy? I got MC Get Busy over here, too.
Bring that nigga on the line, dog.
Hey, what's up, dude? What's up, dudes? How you doing, bro? You know, man, I'm just, you know, I'm doing my thing with the music, man. How you doing, Rhymeski? Okay,
hell
he hasn't been flushed out yet. Yeah, bro, what's going on, bro? You know, I'm just making some music, man. Just trying to make my thing happen, bro. You know, I was in the studio today, and the engineer had some nerve to charge me for studio time. And I'm like, bro, you know, I can't cut into my weed money to record a song. You know, I mean, this, you know, bro, this beat maker, he hit me up, bro, and he was like, yo, I got some beats. I'm going to charge you $10 to lease it. And I was like, bro, I can't use that $10 to buy a beat for my album. Give it to me for free. I can use that $10 at McDonald's, bro.
and that's honestly how these people think.
Yeah.
hey, you need to try another career, my friend.
Bro,
bro,
this PR guy said that he could get my stuff out there, and I was like, "How much do you charge?" And he was like, "Bro, what do you got in your pocket?" And I'm like, "I only got $27.50, but I got to use that on a hooker later. I don't want to use that to further my career, bro."
Man, y'all know what it is, baby. On the Rise Radio, baby. You know what I'm saying? Call us up 516-371-2296. Tune in on the WBKE Media app, On the Rise Radio Station. Y'all know what it is, Rhyme Scheme, DJ Den, and Shogun. We rocking with MC Get Busy, Barack Obama, just some guy named Jay, Tracy Morgan, all on the same station, baby. Y'all call us
hey,
up
how,
we talk about the entertainment industry.
Have any radio station had that many guests at one time of that magnitude on their show?
Yeah, we got all the heavy hitters.
All right, Shogun, play us some more music while we talk to you, and we're gonna come back with MC Get Busy. Play us some more music right now on the Rise Radio, baby.
All right, on the Rise.
A man with a plan. So I look in my eyes and taking my chance in advance. I never realized my life was full of sacrifice. I'm paying a price that's twice as nice, but I'm living it right. It be my book of rhymes. Full of lost soul, story told. Dead sea scrolls and lies exposed. I unfold nothing but greatness when I go through this pain. Just a lifetime, a strain, but alive in the grave and masking the pain, but ready to change. Inside of my rhyme book, I feel like my life is gone. I'm feeling so shook and analyzing everything on life but death. But when I write, sometimes I feel like it's life or death. Ready to face everything put in front of me, but somehow rapping is my only therapy. Never afraid of success, chasing your dreams. Understand I'ma live mine out by any means.
Pour my blood,
my mama died. I crossed the dark side, and music was the only thing that kept me alive. So I strive just to be the best, but in time I feel anger and pain when I manifest. And so stressed when you're trying to make it, when the industry's supposed to take it, but those who faking are those who make it. I be looking into the eyes of my kids, looking towards the future and reminiscing, realize what I did for my
my sacrifice, my pain, my glory. Just to tell my story from Detroit, and the city was so gory, but I rose above that madness. Trials and tribulations, all of the sadness, cause we never had shit. So I should sit back and define myself with these lines, and put everything else inside my book of rhymes. It gets hard to express myself, cause the only thing that my eyes on is chasing the wealth.
For my blessed
smack down, yeah, and you don't stop. I told you I'm just like a clock when I tick and I sock, but I'm never off, always on till the break of dawn. See you when PTO in and the city they call Long Beach, putting the shit together like my nigga D.O.C. No one can do it better like this, that, and this, and it's like that and like this and like that, and it's like this. Then who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill till the next episode.
Paper. See how high the lie can take us through the eyes of Christ, John, Elijah, Jacob. I make the kind of green, a hustler dream, busting out the custard cream, viper custom piped up with the mustard theme. Clustered ring, Fort Knox and hard, demon medallion, mocking guard, demon Italian, see my battalion props abroad. I got the squad overqualified, pulling over car canine, Range Rover tilted, three wilted hydraulic slide, sparking lag in the clouds and repping my housing like the voodoo and Shaolin. Motherfuckers know about that. Looking fat and marking belly, leathered like Fonzarelli, sparking fillies with the guards like Machiavelli. On the celly,
long bands, chrome rims,
shining like
stone gems on my gold rims.
I got a stone, twins. I can't begin to tell you the story that sawed me from living poorly to a modern day Cinderella. I've been a killer and a drug dealer, a bug nigga, but now I'm like Puffy cause money's thicker than blood, player. I'm still a threat, but now I think before I flip. Come on, connect together and figure what's clean is the best for the hit. I get the job done, puns handling business, candid like dinners, having a toast with the most glamorous bitches. My road to riches was no Christmas, now we blessed with gold Lazarus, it's so expensive, my whole family's religious.
Something I won't tell you. There's something I've been thinking that your crew should know. Big Pun be the largest thing.
Yo, I want it all. You could call me greedy and superficial, long as my crew's official and pulls their pistols soon as I whistle. I'm trying to triple a million and split it three ways. Joe the guard for the clips of myself, that'll be the day. I need a way to get it already, got the ambition, start the ignition. Watch for the knock in the Mars expedition. I'm on a mission which requires a higher position. Desire and vision keeps the fire inside of me glistening. I'm infinite like math, so I'm gonna last. But you wanna laugh all day, bullshitting, sitting on your ass. I'm all about cash and the power I stash with the powder that lasts like hitting ass for an hour. Let's get it locked. I wanna watch with baguette rocks so I can clock holes with the glow that never stops. Forget the cops, we got deserts and glocks too, ready to rock. Whoever trying to stop a cheddar from stocking forever.
There's something I won't tell you. There's something I've been thinking that your crew should know. Big Pun be the largest thing.
Hey, what's good? This your boy Uncle Head, and you are listening to On the Rise Radio with DJ Overload, Rhyme Scheme, and DJ Den Baby. Yay!
All right, what's up? We back. How'd you like
Man.
That rotation?
Man, I'm telling you, dog, that Big Pun, that boy had some bars for days, dog. Big Pun. Rest in peace, Big Pun. My favorite rapper of all time. Dude is like, he influenced me to actually do hip-hop. Them bars is just out cold. That dude said, what do you say? I want a ladder is so expensive that my whole family's religious. Like, bars.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's dope, man. And what was the second song followed by? It was followed by Dr. Dre. And before that, we had Booker Rhymes featuring yours truly and K-Ron out of Toronto, Canada. You know, shout out to my people in Canada right now. It's Canadian Thanksgiving today, so definitely happy Thanksgiving over there to everybody in Canada, every province over there, man. And, you know, that's what we do, baby. On the Rise Radio, call us up, 516-371-296. We got your man, Shogun. We had Obama, Tracy Morgan, MC Get Busy, and just some guy named Jay
around.
All on the line. So it was a dope situation,
dog. Are they still online? Some guy named Jay?
I think all of them multiple personalities left.
Oh, okay. All right. It was good to have the president on. I missed him. But, hey, we're talking about what's going on with people in the entertainment business not promoting themselves, you know?
Yeah, and what so... And it's not even about promoting themselves. It's just conducting themselves in a way of professionalism. Like, I think just some guy named Jay had hit it on the nose. These people take this mentality that they have, and they think they can be famous overnight and things like that. And everybody thought they give them something because they have a hot song or they have a song they feel is hot. Well, records have been sold and been pushed for years. And the thing about it is records, whatever, anything's been put, this didn't happen overnight. Somebody born in 1986 doesn't mean they just, like, these record companies and all these people didn't, like, invent marketing and all these different ways of doing things. So somebody born in 1986, they got it all figured out. You don't have it all figured out. Somebody else named Goldstein or Iovine or somebody like that had it figured out before you were born. So understand that. So you I tell everybody, just like college, you get the degree. The degree does not make you smarter. The degree does not make you an instant millionaire. The degree does not make you have a job on your hand overnight. You got the degree. You have to take that skill as a base to work in this system. You got to take that skill, whatever they showed you, and you got to learn to be innovative and build from that. Just that basic knowledge. A degree. It's just basic knowledge to teach you an introduction of how the workforce works or introduction of how things work in the system, whether it be marketing or, you know, management or whether it be economics. You know what I'm saying? So people have to understand how to build from that. So, and the same thing applies to the music industry and entertainment industry. Making your song is just the beginning part of it. Learn, and then it's levels to that too. Learn how to make a successful song. Learn how to make a song for different markets. Learn how to master the way you make the song. So I mean, if people don't know the stories, Kid Cudi made that Day and Night song, like, put it out like 5 times before it actually blew up. You know, Day and Night, and then y'all hear it, the world hear it, and just, they be like, oh, okay, well, that's a hot song, and whatever. They don't realize what people have to do to get to that point, and how much money was spent and how much money was wasted and how much this and that before somebody actually discovered that. So
Right.
You know,
I think people just think you can wake up and you'll be successful.
Yeah, because that's living a fucking pipe dream. Shit, that's like me saying, like, the other night when I was on the radio station, other radio station promoting the magazine with your shout out to Shanta Gibson. We were on the magazine, talking about the magazine, and I was talking about how I was like, I wish I could wake up with money in my hand. Hold on to the money in my dream and wake up with it in my hand. That's about a spark. It's easier to me. It's easier to go to the NBA today than actually become a rapper. And it's easier to become a doctor than it is to become a rapper. It's easier to become a doctor than it is a rapper.
Maybe that's why my son's gonna be a doctor.
Your son will be a doctor because he's a smart young man who knows what he wants in life. That's the reason why your son will be a doctor. You know, your son also had major acting roles, and he's also won Fear Factor, and he doesn't even try. You understand what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You understand what I mean? That's what that is, you know, and it's so sad that it's easier to become a doctor than it is to become a rapper. So now we got to look at the schematics of things, because people need to understand, okay, if it's easier to become a doctor than become a rapper, why not be a doctor and then rap as a hobby, or use your money as a doctor to promote your rap career?
Right.
You know, or...
True that.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Because think about it. All it takes is, you know, consistency.
Yeah, true.
All it takes is studying and being consistent.
Yep, that's very true. Hey, we got some more callers on the line. We're gonna
bring them on.
All right, let's start with this one. This is a California area code 310-910. You're on the air. What's up, Callie?
What's up, y'all? It's Queen G.
Oh my God!
Hey,
speaking of
up?
The devil, we just spoke you up.
Hey, you know we have telepathy. You know we got telepathy.
I know. Yeah, I just spoke to you about the radio show we was on the other night, and I was talking about how people be dreaming, how you be dreaming about wanting to snatch money out the air when I wake up.
Right, man. I've been dreaming about money for the last like 2 weeks.
Oh boy. Well, I tell you one thing. Keep doing what you're doing. You're going to be on the road to get as much money as you want.
All right. That's encouraging.
Yeah. I tell you that.
Hey, I'm gonna flip the script on y'all and ask y'all how you guys are feeling on your big debut in 2 days.
Oh, man. You want to answer that show, Don?
Well, I'm you know, I'm looking forward to it, you know what I'm saying? We got this show today, we're talking about promoting yourself and what you gotta do to conquer this industry. And the thing, say again.
I'm here, that's my navigation system. Sorry y'all, we navigate to the next radio show.
I'm like, get this motherfucker talking to. But the thing is, it's like we're just having a discussion about, you know, like me and Ryan Skeens, we basically are doing this to see other people that are grinding in the industry to come up. This is the reason we do this. It's not like for us or nothing like that, you know. And we just, you know, the thing is, it's like, I'm going to promote you, but why won't you promote yourself? That's what our question is. Why don't people promote themselves?
Right. Yeah, a lot of people don't understand that no matter how long you've been out, you still have to, you know what I'm saying, keep the fire alive, keep the energy alive. And with that being said, you got to push yourself. You got to promote and put yourself out there. So it doesn't come to you, you know what I'm saying, just slide in your lap like that.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, even, you best believe Kendrick Lamar has platinum records, Drake has platinum records. They still got a promo team as if they just started. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I'm sure Denzel Washington still goes hard like he was in the movie Philadelphia or something like that. So,
right.
You know, you gotta understand it's a daily grind. And it's like, it doesn't matter what your name was yesterday, what have you done for me lately? That's how I look at it.
Right.
Well, I just wanted to say, fellas, that I appreciate you guys allowing me into your, you know, your circle and entrusting me to your business. And, you know what I'm saying? This is going to be a blast. We're getting some great responses for our Wednesday night launch event. And it's about to go down, y'all. We got and all different types of people that are coming out on Wednesday nights to celebrate with us on the launch of On the Rise magazine. Finally, it's about to hit and hit everyone.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
It's going to hit, you know, and it's kind of like a kid in the candy store. I got a copy of the magazine
in my hand, you know, as far as I got the magazine, I'm like, ooh, I just want everybody to see it. But I got to wait. It's like Christmas. You just want to rip the, you want to rip the little paper off, the wrapping paper off, to see what your gift is. That's how I'm feeling right now.
Right.
Man. Hey, and I'm tonight, you guys, I'm doing two radio shows. I just wrapped on one at WBKE, and I'm on my way to LV Rock to promote for the launch party. So tomorrow I'm doing Ninon. I just found out. I just ran into Ninon at the station, and she was like, come on down. So we got Ninon, too, to promote the event for Wednesday. It's amazing, y'all.
Outstanding. Out freaking standing, Queen G.
All right. I'm ready. Yep.
Yeah, I'm excited to be team and hosting along with Deshaun Marshall. We got a lot of people on deck getting ready to come out for this event, and we're all in the city of Vegas. They're like, how are you gonna pull off an all white party after Labor Day? That's been the big question.
you're right. I guess people gonna like have a speck of white in their outfit.
right.
I got on all white.
Man.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, I know that they're gonna step out in their own style, and we got some amazing people coming out to celebrate with us. So, y'all listen, I'm telling you, it's from the hype that I'm feeling from the city of Las Vegas and the support. I just cannot wait to get to Wednesday night and get it all started.
Dang, I gotta get a haircut now. See, I want to go get a haircut now. I gotta get a haircut.
Me too. I gotta get one.
Oh man, you
gotta get a haircut. Did you say you gotta get a haircut?
Yep. My hair is too long.
Oh my god.
You let your hair grow up. Be like Bozo the Clown.
I'm starting to look like I did in the 80s with my Jerry curl.
Oh my god.
This guy.
I'm about to walk into this other radio station at LV Rocks and promote the all white launch party. So I'm gonna jump up of here. But thank you guys for opening up the lines for me, and I'm excited, y'all. Let's get this. Let's launch.
All right.
Talk to y'all fellas later.
All right.
Peace. All right. We got another caller on the line. Let's see who this is. Oh, they just. Oh, here it is. Area code 702-927. Area code versus 702-927. Who we got on the line?
How's everybody doing today?
Doing good.
Uh-oh. Just called to say hi to everybody, and I'm happy you guys gonna have what is that?
Magazine release party tomorrow.
You have to speak it to
me. The magazine.
Okay. All right, thanks. You'll be there, right?
Yeah. I'll be there for sure.
Okay. Thanks for calling, and thanks for listening.
Okie dokie. See ya soon.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Hey, we got 11 minutes left. What you want to do for the next 11 minutes? You want to?
Man.
Here.
I definitely want to say this. Make sure y'all be at On the Rise Magazine Release Party. That's going to be located in Las Vegas at the Urban Lounge. Now, if y'all don't know about the Urban Lounge, it's the Urban Lounge. Let me give you guys
Urban
the address
Lounge.
Right here who's tuning in on the air right now. The Urban Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Urban Lounge is located at 107 East Charleston, Suite 150. That's 107 East Charleston Boulevard, Suite 150 in Las Vegas, Nevada. 107
right.
East Charleston Boulevard, Suite 150 in Las Vegas, Nevada, the Urban Lounge. That's when the On the Rise magazine release party is going to be there. You're going to have Shogun. We're going to have Miss Queen G. We're going to have Rhyme Schemes. We're going to have everybody there. The whole city is going down. Deshaun Marshall. We got, who else we got there?
Who else we got? We got Vincent Ward.
We got Nashu and Hayek. We got Havoc and Sausage Cartel. We got Keith and Pope. We got Skyler, Darren. We got, who else we got, man? We got a lot of people in there, man. Mikasa de Spa.
Yeah,
we got 420 Lala.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got Eddie Bell in there.
Oh, also, a friend, excuse me, is going to be there with me. He's coming with me to walk the red carpet and basically do some networking. Will be Ralph.
Oh, man. All right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're coming with me.
I'll freak. Who else coming? Is Doja Black coming?
Doja Black. Who's Doja Black?
Poom Poom and the Chocha.
Chocha.
Poom Poom and the Chocha. If he coming, yeah.
Nah.
Y'all niggas crazy.
Shit. You know what I'm saying? What else we got going on? We got entertainment. People are going to be entertainment. There's going to be a red carpet event. You know what I'm saying? And there's going to be media, so there will be able to get pictures and everything like that. The show will be recorded and everything like that. We will have on, we will have the magazine, On the Rise magazine, there available for purchase. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing. And if you want autograph copy of the people in it, they will be there to autograph your copy for you. So that's one thing about it. It's going to be big. Also, it's an all white party. So have your all.
What if I want to wear black? What if I want to wear black?
Well, you know, you can wear black because you probably the boss, but the boss always got to follow suit.
I want to wear black.
Yeah.
They say it's all white, but I want to wear black. I'm racist. No, I'm just messing around.
Yeah,
man. So take us out with some music, Shogun, man. You know what I'm saying? We'll be back with y'all, baby. Y'all know what it is. On the Rise Radio, WBKU Media app. Tune in 24 hours, spinning them but the hottest music, independent as well as mainstream. You know what I'm saying? Check out. Check out our sister station over there. We got what? Vegas Raw Radio. We got Highly Unique also rapping with us on the Rise Radio station. What we doing, baby? Y'all know what it is. Let's go.
All right.
Child of Detroit.
Check it out. This is what we about right here. Hit it.
Yeah. Hey.
Come on, vocals up a little bit more, please.
Yeah. A little bit more. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm on a new level. Brought me a new shovel. Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new bezel. All my niggas put them work. I'm on a new level. Brought me a new shovel. Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new bezel. All my niggas put them work. Used to be sleeping on itchy beds. Bad buzz in the motel. Name a bitch Jimmy Head. 20 bitches in the hotel. On a Roman noodle diet. Tour life wasn't so well. All my niggas starting right. Marsh pitting on your toenails. Uncle T doing so well. First class from a hotel. These birds at 15. In a bed getting no mail. My daddy died and my cousin too. They ain't let him out of no cell. Provide jobs for my whole block. I cannot slow down. Nigga, I won't stop now. Motherfucker, this is my town. Take the block, make it hot now. 143rd with the drop down. Icy chain with the watch now. Third piece full of rocks now. Niggas squint when they watch now. Leveling up to the top now. I'm on a new level. When I see my jeweler, woo, and I read her. When the
and bought some new tools. Hit the car, then a woo woo read us. Who knew we'll blow like nitro? Nanny bitches need us. Ooh, I just take the money on me. New, I just read us. Dipping Devin in some new designer. I just dipped and dab with the semi tuck. You on a red carpet, surrounded by pop stars, trying to act tough. I got an activist, homie, niggas, and I hold up. They said that we couldn't smoke in this building. We fucked around and still rolled up.
I'm on a new level. 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 Brought me a new Chevy. Put these niggas in the dirt. Came with the new vest. All my niggas put it work. I'm on a new level. 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 Brought me a new Chevy. Put these niggas in the dirt. Came with the new vest. All my niggas put it work. Daddy looking down, I know he see me blowing up. My grandma will be so proud. Up in heaven, yeah, beginning. Know my brother see me, I'ma make my bro proud. Tell his mama I'ma take her out of work. Know that I'ma hold my bro down. Eight steps till a nigga dies. You didn't know where you know now. I gotta get in my zone now. I gotta get in my zone now. Only a couple of more down. Mama gon' get a new home now. Teach Marty Baller how to be a boss. So none of us ever go broke now. I'ma bring you to the water, swim, nigga. I cannot bring you the boat now. I'm on a new level.
I'm on it, I'm on it.
I'm on a new level.
I'm on it, I'm on it.
I'm on a new level.
I'm on it, I'm on it.
I'm on a new level.
I'm on a new level.
Brought me a new Chevy.
I'm on a new level.
Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new vest.
I'm on a new level.
All my niggas put it work.
All my niggas put it work.
I'm on a new level.
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 Brought me a new Chevy.
Brought me a new Chevy.
Put these niggas in the dirt.
Put these niggas in the dirt.
Chain with the new vest.
Brought me the new vest.
All my niggas put it work.
Hey, I spend my days 40 stories in the air with the whole construction crew depending on me for their safety. I gotta be on top of my game every second of the day. The last thing I need is acid reflux getting in my way. That's why I use Rolaids. They act fast, so I can act fast.
Are you tired of taking your car to an auto shop only to deal with this?
Sir, what did you do to my car? All I wanted was an oil change.
Well, your Cadillac converter needs to be replaced, so we did an engine overhaul, and we decided to replace all four of your tires.
What?
And we do charge by the hour.
Here at Fantastic, we believe that customers come first, and that means doing the job right the first time with unbeatable low prices. With the state-of-the-art automotive services in brakes, ACs, tune-ups, oil changes, tires, and more. Get an oil change starting at just $12.88 on most cars. And brake specials as low as $89.99. Contact Fantastic Auto Repair at 562-316-5321. That's 562-316-5321. They're located at 21804 Bellshire Avenue in Hawaiian Gardens, California. Come on down to Fantastic Auto Repair, where integrity is our middle name.
Found some money in your center console right there?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
Discover a new sense of harmony and unspoiled beauty as your journey into a serene oasis at Mi Casa Day Spa gives you nurturing therapy. We provide relaxation massages, deep tissue, and slim body wraps that rejuvenates your skin and body. A personal specialist will help you create an unforgettable experience. For appointments, call 562-587-8233. That's 562-587-8233.
What up?
Before you start hating, ask yourself.
Girl, he is doing too much.
AKA Riley Escobar.
Girl, he got money.
I'm claustrophobic.
Wish you would.
Cause I'll be the streets.
That was another episode of On the Rise Radio. Tune in next week and we'll be back with more. And you be safe out there. And don't forget, StreetNotesRecords@gmail.com. Okay? Get in touch with us. We'll be here for you.